Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? It's your man, C-Major, calling live from the D.C. area code. Make that 202. Got a great show for you tonight. Got my man, Donnie Goins, going to be calling in live from the 718. We got the mobile tip of the day. We're going to get into a little political, too, at the end. I'm going to talk about the economy thing because I know it's crazy. We're going to teach you how to get some paper out there because I know everybody wants that. But you know how it is, man. It's Wednesday. Hip hop our way. So we got now radio.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just admit hip hop. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. Reports, new music, movies, awards, too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. Who's who? What was it that of this? We're going backstage, you ain't getting text admission. But if which gives this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is term to progress. We got that, we don't care who got next.
Hey, it's your man, C-Major. We're back again for another episode. We got now Wednesdays. Once again, like I said, we're going to have a great show today. Got my man Donnie Goins, who will be calling in live from 718. Of course, as always, I got my host, Ms. Copia Jackson. Ms. Jackson, what's really
what's
good?
What's up? What's going on? You know,
what's
I heard a real hot song today.
Okay, what was that?
Basically, I Am Moving. And I'm not even going to say the name of the artist because, I mean...
Okay, we're going to leave that alone. We're going to get that in. We're definitely going to get that on and pop it. I might even have that. I might have that in the stash right
now.
So I'm going to just...
definitely share that one. That's
I might have to get into that. So they're going to have to keep an eye out for that one. We'll be coming within the next half hour or so. Real quick, before we get into my man, Donnie Goins, I wanted to give you a quick site update like we always do about this time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going wonderful. It's getting crazy. The numbers are increasing every day. But the main thing is this. From here on out, starting this Monday, We Got Now Radio will be on Monday through Thursday. So we're really taking this thing to a whole nother level. We're definitely going to provide you with the hip-hop entertainment you need, but we also want to educate you guys and really teach you how to get at this paper, man, because it's really crazy right now.
Yeah.
The stock market is crazy, and we really got to teach you how to get this paper for real. It's the secrets that the millionaires have been using throughout eternity, but we don't know them yet because, you know, but we're going to get into that. But
saying because all those listeners, basically, you know, you, when you're interested in watching the show on Wednesday, you know, we'll basically be there every day. So
exactly, we definitely gonna get it on the problem. But I'm gonna get into my man here, and to be honest, I've actually been following him for a little bit now. I kind of keep back for a little bit and see who's grinding and see who's, you know, on their job. And this dude really like seriously is really 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 on his job right now. So, without further ado, let's get into my man, Mr. Donnie Goins. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. What's poppin'? What up?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, Donnie.
Nothing much. Copia, how you feeling? C Major.
Oh, good.
Everything.
But I heard that song.
That's what's up. Well,
no, definitely, man. No, definitely. I really wanted to reach out to you. We're really trying to reach out to artists who we feel, you know, kind of been on our grind, on their grind, excuse me. Because a lot of artists talk it, but I watch. I pay attention. You know, I get the emails all day, and I'm sure you do the same. You know, people claiming they're on their grind, but it's a difference. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a difference of saying it and doing it, and you're definitely doing it, my man.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It means a lot to me.
No, definitely. And I was actually going to reach out to you. It was funny. I pay attention to everything. So you actually recently wrote a blog about the Million DJ March.
Yeah.
And I was actually there.
Oh, were you?
I even took a picture. I was the dread running around crazy with the camera looking real crazy and all that.
Oh.
That was me. right. So I was going to reach out to you then, but obviously that event was a little bit crazy, so it wasn't the proper time, you know, especially during when I actually took a picture. I think you were sitting with your boy at the time. Y'all kind of in, like, a little corner.
It was a little crazy.
Right, exactly. We're going to get into that story, too, because I read your blog about it, about your situation getting down there and that whole deal.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I definitely want to make sure we touch on that, but before we get into that, I want to get into your career and really how you got started from Navy Man to hip-hop, you know, up and comer. How did that kind of situation kind of happen for you?
I mean, you know, I ain't gonna bore y'all to death, but long story short, you know what I'm saying, I've done a lot of things in my life, you know, as far as careers, you know, I was in the military and, you know, a lot of careers as far as the regular civil jobs and things like that. You know, I also, you know, been in the streets, doing a lot of things in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Not too much thing I'm proud of, but, you know, a lot of different things. And essentially, I was roaming around aimlessly for, like, 10 years, man. I ain't really know what I want to do with my life. So, you know, essentially, like, the music, it just hit me, you know what I'm saying? Like one day, like, I swear to God, like, I just had, like, an epiphany, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it was, like, it was crazy. Like, I was watching the Fade to Black movie, and when I seen it, like, at the end of the movie, I just had this feeling that it overcame me. And I was like, man, you know, if this guy can do that and he came from nothing, you know, why can't I do that? You know what I'm saying?
And I just
really, from that point on, I just went nonstop. I just started in the beginning of 2006, January, and I'm here now. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, because, I mean, you rap about a lot of experience that you had. Oh, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off at all.
Yeah.
I mean, you grew up in Philly, the Bronx, Harlem. So, I mean, everything you talk about is real. I mean, you're honest. You're true, right?
I'm trying my best to, like, really bring out, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the kind of music that I feel is missing within today's, you know what I'm saying, business. That's what I'm going to call it. You know what I'm saying? Or industry.
It's like that
really is a machine. You know what I mean? What I do is really organic, and I try to, like, really put together, you know, songs that really entail how I feel as a person and that anyone can relate to. It doesn't matter, you know, what gender, what age, what region you're in, anything. I just really speak on topics that I feel like most people can relate to, you know?
Okay. Let me ask you a question. And I want you to be extremely real with me. And I read your interview, so I know you will be. That's why I'm coming at you with it. When did it become, like, almost just wrong to be real in hip hop? Like, if you grew up in the suburbs, like, that's what I want to hear. Like, I want to hear you grew up in the hood because you didn't.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when did that become, like, wrong? Like, before, it was like, if you was the, I mean, we would call them backpackers now, but back then it was just hip hop. But I'm going to just say that. But if that's who you were, that's who you were. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of if a camera was around. Like, when did that become, like the game's so fucked up right now to me. That's just my personal.
I'm going to tell you when it came in, because you're right. It really started happening when people started making a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Because then it was like, you know what I'm saying? Then they're like, oh, I got to play this character, you know what I'm saying, and continue on with that. And I feel like a lot of these artists do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit is corny to me at the end of the day. Like, you got to really be who you are, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, like, for instance, I remember, like, a couple of months back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had touched on, you know, this topic before, and I sent out a little blog. You know, I was inspired by the whole Rick Ross debauchery, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling these people, you know, I actually show people my criminal record, you know what I'm saying? Like, on camera, like, yo, I'm like, look, these are a lot of things that I've been through in my life, but I don't glorify these kind of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really advocate them because it's ignorant to be that, you know what I'm saying? But I can't erase those kind of things because it is who I am too, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, like, you know, people like Rick Ross and anybody who, like, copies or emulates and don't really be who they are, they're just doing it because that's what they think is going to sell at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they do all kind of things. You got New Yorkers sound like they're from the South. You got,
it's
crazy, man. It's insane to me. And I feel like that's one reason why I stick out amongst a lot of these artists, man, because when you listen to them, you can't really distinguish one from the other. When you listen to Donnie, you know you listen to Donnie. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, shit, nobody can tell my life better than I can tell it. You know what I'm saying?
So, right, exactly.
That's
exactly.
It, you know?
And I think that's real good because, I mean, you kind of named yourself the 9-to-5 rapper, basically.
Yes.
And, I mean, I think that goes really well with your quote where you say, you know, if you don't know my name, I'm not working hard enough.
Exactly.
And so I think that kind of goes well with, you know, what you represent, your image, who you really are. And, I mean, so I wanted to ask you, I mean, how do you feel about, you know, your current place in hip-hop now?
I mean,
are you thinking you work hard enough?
Nah, I mean, I'm definitely working hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell you something. Like, I was at a show last night, for instance, right? And I wanted to actually see Saigon and Royce da 5'9" perform, you know?
Mm.
So, like, after they had performed, you know, I went up to Royce, and I'm like, I'm just going there as a fan. I'm like, yo, Royce, like, you know, I'm definitely honored, you know what I mean, to meet you. I like what you're doing. Da, da, da. I'm like, my name is Donnie Goins. He's like, oh, word? Donnie Goins? He's like, what up? I'm looking at him like, you know who I am? You know what I'm
right.
So
right.
he's like, man, you know, I'll be following what you be doing on the net. You know what I mean? You doing your thing, da, 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 whatever, you know what I'm saying? And we stage math and all that. So, like, you know, when I get things like that, you know what I'm saying, it makes me feel good about myself and what I'm doing. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a celebrity or a star or anything. It just could be anybody. It could be anybody walking down the street. They'll recognize my face or somebody, like, recognize, even, like, what y'all doing. Y'all recognizing me now by putting me on this phone and talking on your show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All that, to me, is worth it at the end of the day, all the sacrifice and all the pain. So, you know, when I'm going through this kind of stuff, like, I just think about those good moments, and I'm just, you know, I just work hard and just keep going, progressing every day, you know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I've been able to, like, coach a lot of people just on starting businesses and all that, and it's one thing I ask them, and to me, I think it's essential to know, and I'm going to ask you the same question. What would you say is your 30-second message or your elevator pitch, meaning what separates you from anybody else as an artist? Because, you know, there's a million artists, a million struggling artists. What separates Donnie Goins from the masses?
I mean, essentially, I touched on it for a second, but I'll just say it again. I'm
mm-hmm.
not like them. I'm myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
you're never
right.
going to find another Donnie. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what
right.
it is. So, you know, I tell my story. And everybody's story is unique. See, that's what people don't understand. You have to be unique. And it's like, I'm not going to talk about everything everybody else is talking about. I'm going to talk about myself. You know, but again, you should be able to relate to it because I'm talking about real human emotions and real things. So that would be my little 30-second pitch, basically.
Yeah.
No, that's what's up.
And since you were saying that, too, because, I mean, you said, like, you know, you talk about your experiences. So it's like your flow is just real natural. And, I mean, there was a video on YouTube, with you in Panama freestyling.
Yes.
I mean, I thought that was real hot. I mean,
Thank you. How
did your flow just become so natural?
I mean, because, you know, what I tell people all the time, it's like, for me it's not forced because it's an extension of myself. See, when you become a character, you have to really, like, reach and kind of, like,
right.
you know, pretend and find things to, like, you know, be that character. But when you're yourself, you know, it's like a natural reaction. You know what I'm saying? It's like certain things just come to you. You know what I mean? And that's how I feel. Like, that's why it looks kind of easy when I do it, because that's what it is. Like, it's not easy, like, as far as, like, rapping, but whatever. But it just seems that way because it's so natural. It's not forced. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
if you were to hear a song from me, you know what I'm saying, or something, if I was at a label and they told me to do a certain kind of song, it would seem forced, like, if I didn't like it. You know what I mean? You'll
right.
know, you'll notice the difference, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's really the trick of it, you know what I mean? Just basically being comfortable within your own skin, essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's what's up. Before we get it go any further, anybody that got a question for Donnie Goins, make sure y'all hit us up, 646-200-4965. That's 646-200-4965. We've been talking a lot about, we've seen you on YouTube, we've seen you here, we've seen you there. I know a lot of the people, especially there are always a lot of rappers who are listening to the show. How did you start your internet buzz? How did you go from being wherever you were to say, you know what, this is what I want to do as a career, to, you know, basically creating that buzz you have now?
Long road. But I'm going to tell you, it was like I said before, one day at a time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm still climbing, and I won't stop until I reach wherever it is I'm trying to get to. But at the end of the day, like, you know, I didn't know anybody. Let's just be real about this shit. I didn't know anybody at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just by myself, and I said, yo, okay, how am I going to attack this game? And I thought about it for a minute, and I said, okay, well, people did the mixtape thing. They did the DVD thing. I was like, let me try the internet. I'm going to focus on the internet. That seems like something that's, you know, I'm always a forward thinker, so I was kind of looking towards that way. And this was in the beginning of 2006. So, you know, I started with a MySpace page, put a couple songs up. You know, the response I really just want, and started adding people. You know what I mean? Like, everybody that's on my page, my MySpace page, I add them or accept them personally. Like, I never use any programs, nothing like that, and all that retarded shit. And as far as, like, you know, I'm not with all that kind of stuff. It's just fake. And then, like, you know, even with the websites and anything else, I just was real personable and real approachable to people. So I would just write them emails like, yo, my name is Donnie Goins. You know, I'm an upcoming artist. I'm trying to get some music played. Can you help me out? And I got a lot of doors closed in my face and still do to this day. You know what I mean? But
right.
The trick is
mm-hmm.
perseverance. You know, you have
right.
to really just be consistent and work hard and perfect your craft and just be very persistent no matter what, because you're always going to fail. Like, everybody fails. The question
right.
is how you bounce back from those failures. You know what I'm
Definitely.
Saying?
Exactly.
So that's
yeah,
really
I mean, good. That's shown, too, because, I mean, with all your perseverance and your persistence, because you have an internet TV show called The Bars, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
basically you feature MCs around the country, basically
yep.
promoting all types of MCs. I mean, I think that's real cool you're doing that because, I mean, I know you want to maintain your shine.
I tell you, though, the funny thing about it is, like, for me, it's not even really about me at the end of the day. I'm just kind of like a host.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
right.
It's like I just have
right.
to rap. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. Exactly.
But, I mean, essentially,
exactly.
that idea really came, at first it came from the fact that I felt, you know, a lot of people in New York were just really, like, not working together. You know what I'm saying? Like, people were just,
uh-huh.
and then we have a bad stigma around the globe. Like, they say people in New York, they don't like to work with anybody, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. So, okay,
right.
that's what
right.
I believe, and that's what I feel, too. I'm going to show y'all otherwise. So I get some
right.
of the hottest the artists that's coming up. I got the Sky Zoos, the Mickey Faxes, the Shy Stimuli, the Torres, NY Oils. Anybody you can think of that's hot coming up New York, I'm grabbing them up. I'm like, yo, let's get it in. Let's show them that we work together and have fun and we doing what we do. And
yeah,
it
definitely.
It even extends farther than that. Like, I'll give y'all a little sneak preview. Like, tomorrow, I got my man Blue on the bar segment. You know what I'm saying? He from L.A.
Okay.
You know what
That's
I mean? Like, you know, so it's like, it's not just a New York thing, and it's not just whatever. It's about just showing people that we can work together as artists and do positive things. And,
right.
and I, another thing about it is I feel that, you know, when you have the spotlight or when you have an opportunity to really, like, do things and speak and have a voice, you should do things in a positive manner, you know what I'm saying? And you don't have to be a glory hog. Like, I'm not in it to be, like, the best rapper and the best this or the best that. I'm in here to make history, you know what I'm saying? So I'm more than happy to share things, platforms with my brothers, you know what I'm saying, because that's what I consider these people, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it is what it is. You know what I'm
saying? Right, right. That's what I actually just reached out to, and I'm looking to get him on next week. I actually reached out to Sky Zoo this week.
Good.
So I'm actually looking out to reach out to him. And one thing I tell people all the time, and I think you kind of touched on it there, was it doesn't take, and it's a saying, I don't know where it came from, but I've heard it so many times, I'm going to just repeat it. It doesn't take anything for one candle to light another. So it's like, because you helping someone else shine doesn't hurt you. You know what I'm saying? It makes you look better, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I will say, because like I said, I've been paying attention for a while. Your marketing scheme is crazy, because you do a lot of helping, especially in your blogs and all that, because what it does is it makes people want to go back.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you got to say.
And I'm going to be honest, like, you know, again, you know, it's the reason why I do these things, though. It's because when I
mm-hmm.
first started, people weren't doing that for me. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So it's like, and at first, you know, I felt a little jaded about it. I felt a little mad. I'm like, yo, these people don't want to help me. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. But you know what? I said, I'm going to be the bigger person. When I ascend to those heights and I get higher and higher, I'm going to be the bigger man, and I'm going to help, and I'm going to make those examples so the people behind me can learn from my example. You know what I'm saying? And teach
right.
them what's coming under them. And that's how
right.
you make the game grow. That's how you make things progress. Because it's like, if you perpetuate the negativity and the bullshit, that's what's going to continue. If you perpetuate the positive and the good aspects, people are going to see that as well, and that will also make a chain reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
no, that's what's up.
That's what that boils down to.
No, that's definitely what's up. But let me ask you this. What's the toughest part of the game right now, would you say? Especially about getting into this industry.
A lot of fake motherfuckers, man. Like,
right.
like wild fake. Like, I'm telling you, like, this shit is like... It's crazy. Like, it reminds me of high school or something. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's so weird. Like, everybody's, like, got their own little cliques, and they're all, like, everybody got fake little whatever. But that's the hardest part to me, because when you try your best to be, you know, as real as possible with people, and then they hit you with this kind of stuff, this stuff that's, like, not real, it's very nerve-wracking. Like, it's like you'll be like, what the hell, man? I'm trying to be real with you, and you want some nonsense. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So... that shit really bothers me, like, that right there,
but
among
I,
many things. But, yeah.
Right.
But I heard that you got, like, a lot of, you know, kind of, like, help and kind of, like, help with like your music from Dan Grease.
Oh
right?
Yeah, like yeah. Don't get me wrong though. A lot of people help me. You know what I'm saying? Like that's I ain't gonna sit here and say like yo like I'm against the world. Hell no. Like
right.
There's a lot of people out there that be helping me. You know what I mean? So it's like
right.
If it wasn't for the help of other people, I wouldn't be here today. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, I can never forget people like Disco D, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of my first mentors, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Grease, man, like, you know, now, like, you know, that dude, man, is really, you know, like, helping me. Like, a lot of people helping me, you know what I'm saying? Y'all helping me. Everybody be helping me, so.
Right, exactly.
At the end
of
the day, like, I got love for everybody if you got love for me, you know?
That's what's up. This is what I want to do right here. I got a few more questions for you, but before we get into those questions, we were talking about the joint I'm moving, so I figured we might as well kind of get into it, if that's okay with you, sir.
Oh, of course, man. That's my joint right there, the first single off the album, Minute After Midnight, produced by Dame Grease. That's what
we're going to get into this joint right now. My man Donnie Goins, I Am Moving.
By the moon when track appears, I go tanning on the sun, and all my worries just vanish when I'm done. Blast off in spaceships, helmet on, and I can taste it. On the tip of my tongue, the hopes and dreams, I'm taking flight with broken wings. Now leave your eyes open, please. How you moving? Come float with me. Love the view from Mars, light years in the booth from y'all. Just listen real close to these group of bars.
Gotta listen.
My thoughts stretch out to Venus. Mine's a black hole, you doubt my genius. But that's only cause the ground's beneath this. Understand those clouds, my genius. And my solar system can illuminate your soul with wisdom. You just gotta believe. But people like you never bother to leave. So let's fly to the moon. I'll show you the way. This pilot of cruise. Just relax, I'm supplying the fuel. I hope that you decided to move. So they conscious move slow. But I travel at the speed of light. They say great minds think alike. So I hope when I speak through mics, it'll help the ground get reach these heights. Cause the view's amazing. Release your mental, your mind is caged in. Just use your imagination. How you moving? Why are you waiting?
I'm
That was a joint for my man, Donnie Goins. I am moving. Everybody's not a singer. Everybody's not a singer. Everybody's not built for that singer.
You know, I sing, first of all. I am a singer, so.
Okay.
That's what's up.
All right. Let me stop messing with her, because she'll get on me later when we off air and then tell me about myself. So I'm going to stop that. So tell us a little bit about that joint, man. Where'd the concept come from?
I mean, I keep it funky with y'all. Like, to tell you the truth, that wasn't even supposed to be my record at first. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was
wow.
crazy. Like, I walked in the studio one day, you know what I'm saying? Like, Grease joint, and actually, Grease had a verse on the song already, and it was he was rapping on the joint at first. So I walked in there, and I'm listening, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of hot. That's what's up. So Grease was like, yo, you got a verse for this? So I was like, yeah, I can write something down. So he was like, he left the studio. I wrote something, came back, and he was like, yo, let me hear what you got. So I spit it for him, and then he was like, you know something? He was like, I'm going to take my verse off, and you write two more. That's your first single for the album, you know what I'm saying? And
wow, that's what's
that
up.
Came about, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good look.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's
like,
a damn good look right there.
But that's how it be, though, you know what I mean? Like, especially, like, working with Grease, man. Like, I had the opportunity to, like, been around the studio for a while, and, like, just the vibe up there, that's how we get down. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it sounds good, it makes sense. It's real organic. It's not like, yo, we go in there, we got to make this kind of record and da-da-da. It's just
right.
We make records, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Right. Well, do you think the industry in any way, I know you said you're pretty focused on in your own lane and you kind of do you, but do you think just because sometimes taking that long road can be really tough, has it changed your vision, your initial vision of how you want to come into the game?
See, the funny thing is, when I came in, I didn't know where I wanted to go and how I wanted to go about it, really. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I found that along the way. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it was like, in the beginning, I was doing some things that I felt, not to say like I did anything contrived, but I did things that probably, like, I probably wouldn't do now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, as far as certain songs and things like that, like, because I was growing as an artist, and I still am growing as an artist. So, you know, I kind of found my way. And I decided to go independent with this first album, you know what I mean? Because I felt as if, you know, for one, there's no party records on the album. There's no like, you know, sucking and jiving or nothing. Like, it's just real, like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, some people, they going to get it, some people not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very conceptual. It's very different from the norm. So, you know, I felt as if, okay, I know what the industry needs, because I've taken these labels already. I deal with a lot of these A&Rs and stuff like that, so I already know what they're looking for, and I know what I'm trying to do. So, you know, again, my vision is a little different than most, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's because really the people and just life dictate that for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I'm supposed to be. It's not like I'm forcing myself to go that direction. You know what I'm saying?
And what do you look forward to hearing from the people then? Like, what do you, like, how do you want them to react, basically?
As far as to the album and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I just really hope people listen. Like, how they react, that's up to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just listen.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Give me a chance. Like, hear me out. You know what I'm saying? Because that, to me, is like half the battle right there. Like, at least if people listening, then they can make their own judgments. And like I said again, I don't really have any expectations for my album. You know what I mean? Like, I just really put my heart into it. And I really just felt as if, you know, I'm going to do the best I can with what I have, and I hope people appreciate it, you know, and that's all I can really hope for at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really have any kind of like, oh, I got to sell wild albums and all that other stuff. I got to be this and that. I don't, you know, I just hope for the best. You know, that's basically it.
Right. That's what's up. Give us a quick idea. Being an up-and-coming artist and really on your grind, because this is when they say most people, you know, that grind really starts. Give us an idea of what a 24-hour period for you is.
I mean, like, I'll give you today.
You wake up in the morning, get your cornflakes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, like, I just go like this. Like, I usually go, like, today I woke up, you know, I was at the computer for, like, a good, 4 hours straight, actually, today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm there, like, I'm really prepping something that, an email thing that I'm going to send out tomorrow. So I was, like, doing a lot of computer work and things of that nature. Then I was answering emails, you know, answering messages on the MySpace. Then I was kind of doing some research today, like, looking what's going on, you know what I mean, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Then after all that, you know, I made a couple phone calls, you know what I'm saying, see what's going on for the evening. And, you know, now I'm doing an interview tonight, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
You know what I mean? Then I'm pretty sure after this interview, I'm going to get up, get dressed, go to some event somewhere, come back home, you know what I'm saying, maybe write a verse and go to sleep and do it all over again. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, so, I mean, it seems like a lot of it is, like, real digital. So, I mean, but, like, how do you feel about, you know, having that personal kind of relationship with your fans, too? Like, you know, going out to the performances. Because, I mean, I know you do that. But,
yes, of
I mean,
course,
do you
of
think
course.
One is better than the other?
The internet is one, just one aspect of it. Like, you know, yeah. I'm all over the board. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'll be everywhere. So, but it's just that really primarily my main focus is digital. But.
Yeah.
I love the feeling of just going out to crowds and actually seeing people and, like, people, you know, reacting to the things I do, because at the end of the day, you know, that's with anything, any realm, no matter what you do. When people see things and they can touch you, like, they can actually touch you and see you and hear you face
yeah.
to face, mm-hmm. it's really mm-hmm. more... It's more like realistic. I mean, I don't know how to put it than that. Like, it's just, you can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might be able to feel me through an MP3 a little bit or through a freaking
what?
YouTube video, but if I'm actually in your face talking, you know what I'm saying, you can understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even better. Yeah, so I love it.
Yeah, because some people have a presence about themselves, and I think that you're one of those people, definitely. So.
That's what's up.
I don't want to tell you something. Like, I think a lot of these rappers be on some diva shit, if you ask me. Like, I ain't really with all that, man. Like, I'm mad personal, you know what I'm saying? Anybody, you know, can come up to me and talk to me, like, and that's even if I sell 10 million records. Like, at the end of the day, just, you know, it's all love. Get at me, you know what I mean? It's nothing, you know? Because we human.
That's
at the end of the day.
Okay.
That's what it is.
All right, we about to take it real light right here. Best rapper alive.
Oh,
who's the best rapper alive?
Well, I know it ain't Weezy, so let me just say that. let me say it, yo, that's a hard one. I mean, all around the board, honestly, I'd say Jay-Z.
Okay, that's what. Okay, worst rapper alive?
Lil Wayne.
Really?
Nah, I'm kidding.
No, you serious? That wasn't a Freudian slip. It's all good, but hey, it is what it is. You feel how you feel?
I mean, you know, some dudes are better than others. Let's put it that way.
Right. Okay. I respect that. We won't put that on the blog. Johnny Bone Cross, literally. We won't do that to you. You're a good dude. We won't do that to you. But nah, man.
I have the Weezy stands going crazy. They'll be bombing
yeah, right?
my face.
Exactly. But nah, man. Nah, really quick before we let you go, I know we kept you a little over. I want you to talk about, because we have a lot of people in DC listening. So kind of talk about your story, so they can understand when you came to the. Because I think it kind of shows what I liked about it was it showed the grind of an artist and what you have to go through in order to make this happen. So that's why I think it'll be real significant for the people.
I mean, essentially, like, you know, I went out there with my dude, Esso, and, like, at first, it was, like, kind of crazy. At first, we had a ride, or supposedly we had a ride that was going to drive us down there, you know. So then, the day of the trip, the ride just happens to disappear. Don't hear from this guy, nothing. So
crazy.
I'm like, damn, what are we going to do? And it just so happened that this weekend was Labor Day weekend. So then we like, oh, man, let's try to see if we can rent a car. So, you know, we called in all these places trying to rent a car. It's Labor Day, like, everybody, all the cars are going,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we like, oh, man, now the time is getting, like, you know, like, definitely moving on. So I'm like, what are we going to do? So then we're trying to figure out, we're scrambling now. So we like, all right, let's go to this China bus. So we run downtown, try to catch this China bus, miss the first China bus. We're like, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. So then, like, we're like an hour for the next joint, wait for that one or whatever. The joint comes and stuff, and we thinking, like, yo, like, because there's mad people there. We like, oh, man, we probably ain't going to get on the bus. It's like the last one I was going out to D.C. that night. So we like, man, we about to be stuck. So, like, you know, like,
wow.
They actually, luckily, another bus came. So we was able to get on the bus. So now we on the bus, and we traveling over there, and we trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, where the room's at, you know what I mean? So we calling up the promoter, you know what I mean, whatever, trying to figure the room's at. We can't even get in touch with her. So we like, we going to D.C., we got bags. We ain't even know where we going to do, what we going to do, whatever, like. So we in DC now and stuff, and then he gets in contact, Esso gets in contact with the promoter. She's like, yo, y'all got to come to the club, you know what I'm saying, straight from the bus station, like, to get to the hotel. I'm like, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. So we go to the club with bags in tow, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
unbelievable.
You know, they were in a nightclub. We got luggage.
Unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? Then we get there, whatever, and then, like, after that fact, you know what I'm saying, we had to wait, like, 3 hours or whatever. We was partying, trying to make the best of it. then to find out the hotel was, like, all the way in Virginia. We in D.C., so we, like, driving around, like, yo, it was just crazy, man. We didn't end up getting to the hotel, like, 4 in the morning. Had to get right back up, like, at 10 in the morning because supposedly supposed to perform, but that's another story in itself. The bottom line is we made a way to get where we was going, you know?
Exactly. And like I said before, man, that's what I really respect, especially after reading that. And I know the situation with the performance thing. That's why I really respected it. Because, I mean, a lot of people, as you saw, were kind of going off about certain situations that weren't working out.
I'm not trying to bash anybody.
Oh, no, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I appreciated. That's why I, you know, really wanted to reach out. Right.
You know, that's corny, man. Like, at the end of the day, like, you know, shout out to Aishaw. You know what I mean? She tried her best to put together a good event.
Exactly.
It was a good idea. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't work out the way it was supposed to. I mean,
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it is what it is.
Exactly. Well, my man, definitely, once again, I appreciate you coming. But before we go, got to let you give your shout outs and make sure to let people know where they can reach you at.
I mean, really, the only thing I want to shout out is all the listeners. Y'all, I appreciate it. C Major and damn, so bad with name is Copia. I didn't want to, like, chop up your name a bit.
No, actually, you have pronounced my name perfectly.
Okay,
you say Copia, Copia.
Oh, Lord. Well, at least I got it right, you know. But I appreciate the love. It means a lot to me. And to
I mean, you definitely got the talent. So, I mean, when is the project going to drop, too? I mean, I want to definitely continue with the shout-out, though. But
I'll definitely send y'all an early copy. You know what I mean? Y'all can review it, take a listen, and definitely. You know, and I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate it to the listeners. You know, support real hip-hop, even if it's not myself, man. There's a lot of talented artists coming up. You know, support good music. That's all I got to say. Donnie Gorman.
No, that's what before we go too, I want to say one thing, and I'm a real dude, so I'm going to keep this real. Like I said, I definitely respect your hustle. I definitely respect your grind. Next time you're in D.C., you don't have to worry about that problem. I'm in D.C. I'm going to make sure you have all my contact. So we're going to definitely – so you don't have to worry about that. We're going to make sure,
I'm going to have to hold you that because I might be coming down for that Howard homecoming.
Okay. And we're going to be there, too. We're all going to be there. So that's what's up.
And y'all are getting kind of crazy, so.
Exactly. So, like I said, man, that between that and also, and this is something we're going to talk about offline, but I want to say it here so y'all know I'm serious about this. We're doing a lot of panels on our show because we really want to help people, industry stuff. And reading your blog, you have a lot of great information, so I will definitely, in the next couple of weeks, I want to try to see if we can arrange to make you a consistent part.
And we
could do that. Like I said, let me know when the project's coming, anything we can do. Like I said, man, I really respect your hustle, and I really respect
vice versa, and I appreciate the love and support. Anything I can do for y'all, just let me know, all right?
That's real talk, man. All right, man, you have a good one, all right? I'm going to let you get out of here. All
right, y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. And that's Donnie Goins, y'all. So.
All right.
Yes, once again, my man Donnie Goins. Make sure y'all check him out. Like I said, if you do the whole just Google him. I'm sure you'll come up with like a million things, MySpace, this blog, that website.
Everywhere on the internet.
Yes. So yeah, he's definitely getting in big. And like I said, I do certain things because I really mean it. And I really feel, you know, he would definitely be an asset to, you know, come on the panels and do that. And like I said, so I said it on air. Me and him going to talk offline, but it is what it is. What else did I want to get into today? I want to talk about the economy situation really quick. Now, I'm not going to go too political on y'all, but it's just crazy. Like, it's really, really, really crazy out here. And I just
a
lot of people are going in a panic. And I think that's the worst thing we can do at this time is to panic because that definitely puts us in a bad situation, in a bad stance, if you will. So everybody stop panicking. It's going to be all right. Just give it about, like, 5 more months. It's like, suck it up. And when I say suck it up before y'all go off on me, I don't mean like that because I know it's tough. It's tough for me. It's tough for everybody. Trust me. But it's like you have no other choice at this point because the government right now and the current administration, they just fucked everything else up. So when y'all go to the polls on November 4th, remember that.
Bank somewhere, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So just save, you know, save. Basically, you know, it's not a really good time for spending frivolously, really.
Exactly.
It's but not, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that, though, so.
Yeah, it's definitely not, but we want to talk about that. What else has been going on? Let me think. We're looking to get my man Skazi next week. Make sure y'all understand Monday. We're going to start the new show. Or not the new show, but we're going to start doing this show on Monday through Thursday. Same time, 7 p.m., same number, same contacts and all that. So y'all can still hit us up. Y'all can log on to wegotnow.hiphopourway.com to go directly to the radio page, which will actually be changing the next week to kind of make it it's a little more clear. Some people have a couple troubles gathering that type of information, so I want to make sure that we're clear on that. Trying to think, what else is going on? It's just so much. It's like
so much stuff going on. I mean, so it's yeah.
It's so many things going on in hip hop. Yeah, we talked about the Howard Homecoming. That's probably one of the next big events coming on in the DMV area, DC, Maryland, Virginia. For those of you not in the know, we're definitely going to be out there heavy, really getting it in and making sure, you know, we're clearly represented there.
And obviously people are going to be making, guest stops by, because, who else is going to be there, too?
I mean, I can't give away all my secrets, but, I'm working on a few things, it is what it is. One thing, Ms. Jackson, I wanted to talk to you about was MTV. They're canceling TRL, which is kind of crazy. How do you, that was their big stable show. Like, that was their, that's 106 and Park before 106 and Park, basically. How do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, that's, now you're referring to, the MTV TRL?
Yeah, MTV TRL, they're canceling it.
Yep. Basically, I think that's crazy because, first of all, people loved TRL because that's where the fans got to be on TV.
Right.
So, I think that's crazy anyways. And one thing is that I'm totally puzzled about that for real. The one thing is that this is where basically the fans, the people, got a chance to really voice what songs that, they really enjoy and what songs should be, number one from number 10. So that's basically kind of them just totally pulling a blind side to the people's choice, really. So I understand that. That's where you get to hear the fans, what they like, what they enjoy. And, they need that. So, I just, unless they have some new updated version of TRL coming through, I don't know why they cancel it.
Right. I don't know. It's the sign of the times, people. Sign of the times, and I'm gonna just say it like that. Oh, one thing too. Once again, Ms. Jackson. Sometimes I don't even tell you about stuff. But one thing too. Last week was our biggest week. For the show, we had over 35,000 downloads and listens last week.
Wow,
so I did want to say that. So
we almost hit the 50,000 mark. What?
That's what's up. That's kind of crazy right there. We're doing very big things, doing extremely well. We just got to keep this momentum. It's just going to get better from here. Like I said, next week I'm really excited because we're bringing out some new stuff for y'all, and I'm definitely excited about that. But since last week we had such a great turnout, I decided our homegirl Nina B was on, and so I said, you know what? I think I'm going to pay her a joint again. Because she gave us 35,000 listens. So here we go. We got Nina B. Boxing.
Okay. Exactly.
We got Not Radio.
So they want to square off, work with a flat, dab, uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really want to work with a sweat.
I'm in this corner in the green trunks. They call legal slump, because she legal slump, and you can't even front. And this corner is the dawn of a new breed, embroidered on a roll while the words I'ma do me. Height 5'7", kick 5'7", right left combo, that's so 9-11, 135, pound for pound, never been knocked down, stood through every round, 22 wins by way of knockout, opponents now looking for a way to cop out, first in my class, heavyweight champ, strength, conditioning, and I straight dance, the name mean to be, call me the bosses, catching cold feet, you can totally force it, come on bitch, your girl fist leaves you exhausted, before you even know what you lost, bitch, you lost.
So they wanna square off, work with a threat, jab, jab, uppercut, am I hurting your neck, how you gonna get tough, home, search your neck, you don't really wanna work with a threat, I will. So they wanna square off, work with a threat, jab, jab, uppercut, am I hurting your neck, how you gonna get tough, home, search your neck, you don't really wanna work with a threat, I will. From the
couple knockdowns, but I'm not down. Corner men throw in styles, rest stop rounds, aim high. Can't stand the face that'll leave you out on your feet. Standing eight or TKO'd. I ease they low, leave them curled on the floor like they 3 days old. I dominate the ring, devastating blows. Dominate the game, devastating blows. Heavyweight, leather tape. I make the levees break. Let me demonstrate, let it escalate. I'm from the old school, you know, rope a dope. Peekaboo, boom, the old okey dope. Sizzle like grease, sizzle like soda hot, drizzle like honey, but I pop like a loaded block. I double hip hop in your face. Left hand beat, right hand bake.
So they wanna square off, work with a threat, jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting the neck? How you gonna get tough, home, search in the neck? You don't really wanna work with a threat. I'm good. So they wanna square off, work with a threat, jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting the neck? How you gonna get tough, home, search in the neck? You don't really wanna work with a threat. I'm good. From the threat.
I'm the real McCoy. Boy, use a fake. It's not a fair fight, cause you're a cruiserweight. You're running out of stunts. I pack a power punch. And if the man clean, you won't leave without a lump. Sparring in a square ring, swinging cause my ears ring. Talking the sound, I'm all from around to bring it. See, I've been jumping rope, working calisthenics. You're so pathetic, I see your face in the focus, man. Whoever's commentating could commentate on my combinations. You against me? It's not a common denomination. Balance speed agility. You can't get rid of me. When you search for competitors, don't consider me. Mouthpiece scent, I don't bite my tongue. No kids still beat you like my son. Let's see how you feel when you're not so conscious. Third man in the ring yelling, no conscience.
So they wanna square off, work with a threat, jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting the neck? How you gonna get tough, home, search in the neck? You don't really wanna work with a threat. I'm good. So they wanna square off, work with a threat, jab, jab, uppercut. Am I hurting the neck? How you gonna get tough, home, search in the neck? You don't really wanna work with a threat. I'm good. From the threat.
That was my homegirl, Nina B.
Yo, that song is hot. Whenever I hear it, I'm like, I just got to dance. It's just like...
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
With my phone to my ear like, oh.
You feel it. You feel it. Also, speaking of Nina B, we might actually be doing a special. I've reached out to our people, and we're just trying to work out some stuff. But from the New York City Marathon. So we might be doing that. Because for those of you who don't know, she was on the show last week. If you haven't, go right now, we got now, .hiphopallway.com, and listen to the interview. She's actually running. She's running the New York City Marathon, and we might be covering that. So I think that might be a big deal.
Yeah, she was just coming from the gym, too, when we was talking to her. So
yeah, she sounds tired. I was tired for her. I ain't going to lie to you. other than that, do you have a That's Whack moment for this week?
Okay. Yeah, actually, I have something really, really whack. You know,
okay.
Little Webby.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Louisiana. Yeah, I mean, he's you really haven't heard anything from him right now. But
right.
Basically, he pulled in OJ. And what I'm talking about when I say that is that
okay.
He basically led the police on the police chase.
Oh gosh, here we go.
Yeah,
he
can
serious?
You believe that? Yeah, the police tried to pull him over. He basically
mm-hmm.
ignored it. And, him trying to get away from the police ended up hitting somebody, which
wow.
injured that person. And then he ended up getting away, though, because the police had to stop and help the person that got hurt. However, the witnesses, later did find his car parked at a Walmart. And then he was seen getting into another car. He was seen getting into another car that eventually got caught, too. But
wow.
Basically, he was arrested and charged on counts of felony eluding, DUI, and possession of drugs. And the weird thing is, get this, I mean, they were only going to pull him over for a traffic violation.
Wow.
So, I mean, this just escalated to a whole bunch of nothing. I mean, I always kind of thought he was a little off anyways, but this shows that he is really off.
Wow. Did you just say, that's just stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's just stupid.
He pulled an OG, basically.
I don't really know what these dudes are thinking right now. But whatever. Yeah, that's definitely very whack. Yeah, he is definitely whack for that one. But whatever. I mean, I don't like nobody's hustle, and I don't like nobody's taste in music. But when you start doing stupid stuff, you're representing our culture.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't call it. Got me real quiet right now. one thing, too, I wanted to comment on, 50 Cent, for those of you who haven't checked out the site, make sure you go hiphopoutway.com. We have video on there. He's actually imitating Kanye West in the Love Lockdown song.
Oh,
hilarious. If y'all have to see it, y'all have to see it. It's hilarious. And he blames you, people. I'm just telling you what the man told me. I'm just calling it what it is. He blames you guys because he said, since y'all... everyone helped 50 outsell, or Kanye outsell 50, Kanye comes up with this music, and this is what y'all got to deal with now. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I really don't like the Love Lockdown song. I really don't. I mean, I like it as an R&B song, but not as a hip-hop song. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
it's
just my personal
different. Opinion. I mean, because Kanye is known for, you know, kind of like the new wave of hip-hop, really.
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
I think he's trying a different approach. You know, I definitely can't hate on Kanye, because, you know, he's different. You know, he's definitely new and fresh with it, so I definitely can't get down
right.
on that. But, I mean,
right.
like, I agree, you know, it's definitely different for hip-hop. I don't know if it can really be considered hip-hop, but, I mean, I definitely like the style and where he's kind of going with it. So.
Right. Nah, I agree. I mean, like I said, I don't find nothing wrong with doing something different, but it doesn't even feel like a hip-hop song.
Yeah.
It reminds me of what KRS commented when he said he liked 50 Cent's album better than Kanye's, because he just felt it was a little more hip-hop. It wasn't that he didn't like Kanye's album. It's just, you know, really what's hip-hop and what's not. And that's
yeah, exactly.
kind of how I feel about that whole situation.
That's true.
And like I said, I'm a Kanye fan. Don't get it twisted. I actually enjoy his music. But that particular song is not one I can see myself bumping unless I have a female in the car with me. I'm just saying. It just ain't right. It ain't right. If you see a grown-ass man coming down the street bumping some... you know what I'm saying? You would kind of look sideways. That's all I'm saying. So
yeah, some
Kanye.
People said that, you know, but this is a kind of on a different topic, but they said that
mm-hmm.
he was a little hurt from his girl Alexis. So I don't know.
Hey,
don't know Kanye.
Hey, if that's hey, it is what it is. If that's what love makes you do, then Kanye, you do you, brother. I ain't even gonna be mad at you. I'm gonna just leave it alone. We've all been there. Some of us more than others, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Let's see. We got a lot of big things coming up, guys. I'm really, like I said, I keep going harping back to it, but I'm really excited about next week because I know it's gonna be crazy. And just to kind of give you guys an idea of the things we have in store, I'm going to give you a little sneak. We're going to let certain callers call in the whole segment. We'll do a segment about them helping their business, whatever questions they might have. We're going to have certain panelists like Donnie Goins and like a lot of industry professionals. If you want to become a meet, but it's not – one thing I want to make sure that people understand, hip-hop is not just – that music, please understand that.
Yeah,
so we'll be getting into the fashion side of things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be getting into just starting a business in general, just how to do it in the process, because it's something I wish I had when I first started mine. I started mine when I was 19, and it was just a lot of reading, a lot of stuff, a lot of mistakes. So we're going to try to help alleviate some of those mistakes for some of our listeners. So like I said, I'm extremely excited. Because I think we're going to really touch a lot of people through this venue. And it's just getting bigger. Like, if I could tell y'all some of the calls I've been getting from some of the people that's been calling, but I can't tell y'all. I'm sorry. I can't tell y'all till it's set in stone. So I'm going to say it like
gotta
that.
Gotta tune in next week.
Till I get that confirmation. Till I get that confirmation. Until I know exactly what's going on. I can't do it. I can't do it, people.
I really
can't do it. Also, once again, make sure you check us out. We got now thehiphoponway.com. I keep saying this, but I want to keep reiterating it, that we're changing some stuff on the radio page. We're going to make it nice and easy for you to download the podcast to your iTunes, to your Google, whatever it is that you might use. Right now we're syndicated on approximately, it's up to about 60 websites. So it's not just our site. Obviously, we're the site we want to push, but we're on about 60 different websites who actually broadcast our content. So we're doing big things, people. I'm trying to let you know. So I'm just, you know, trying to help y'all get y'all swagger right. That's my job at this point, trying to help you get your swag right, even though I'm about sick of saying that word because they done played it out now. Everyone has swag. People that don't got swag claiming they got swag now, so they fucked up the game for everybody. But anyway.
Really, honestly, I think, and I mean, you might disagree with me, but people who have swag, I don't even think they really even talk about swag.
Nah, you really
it's
don't.
It's something you have. It's just something that
it just is
have.
What it is.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, like I said, man, it's all the labor of love. I hope I can help some people develop it who don't have it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to just say it like that. But, I mean, we really don't have too much to get into because next week is just going to be crazy. Like I said, be looking out for our man Skazoo. Like I said, we're definitely working on that. We're just trying to finalize the details. So I'm not quite sure what day, but check out the website we got now, .hiphopourway.com, so you can take it from there, and we'll let you know what exactly day. And for those of you who don't know about Skazoo, once again, just hit the Google button, and you'll see a whole bunch of different things come up. Like I said, man, we're doing a lot of big things. I told you, your boy is focused. Anything you want to say, Miss, before we head out of here?
Basically, you know, kind of just piggybacking off what you were talking about. I mean,
mm-hmm.
people just tune in. I mean, I think that was great that we had 35,000 listeners last week. I mean, that's
crazy.
A big thing. So
crazy.
We just, you know, people, if you enjoy the show, listen, tune in. You know, like C Major was saying, we're going to have the panel up here. And, I mean, just tune in. Give us ideas as far as with what you want to hear. Because, I mean,
exactly.
this is about you. And, I mean,
exactly.
The countdown begins to growing and becoming better in 2008, y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we out of here. I'm going to leave it up to you. Why don't you sign us out? And on the way out, I'm going to play the Donnie Goins joint too, so y'all can listen to that while we're on the way out. But take us out of here, Miss Jackson.
Okay, y'all. We got now.
We don't care who got next. Peace.
Peace.
Another world cause my love for rapping launches my mind in the atmosphere. Galaxies I explore in the stratosphere. I absorb when the path is clear. Illuminated by the moon when the track appears. I go tanning on the sun, and all my worries just vanish when I'm done. Blast off in spaceships, helmet on and I can taste it. On the tip of my tongue the hopes and dreams. I'm taking flight with broken wings. Now leave your eyes open, please. How you moving? Come float with me. sky's the limit, I shoot for stars, cause I really love the view from Mars, light years in the booth from y'all, just listen real close to these group of bars, my thoughts stretch out to Venus, mine's a black hole, you doubt my genius, but that's only cause the ground's beneath this, understand no clouds my genius, and my solar system, can illuminate your soul with wisdom. Gotta believe, but people like you never bother to leave. So let's fly to the moon. I'll show you the way. This pilot of cruise. Just relax, I'm supplying the fuel. I hope that you decided to move. Was a birth for me. I glow, and my thoughts in Pluto. The constellations have out a new flow, and the gravity's too low for many out there, so they conscious move slow. But I travel at the speed of light. They say great minds think alike, so I hope when I speak through mics, it'll help the ground get reach these heights. Cause the view's amazing. Release your mental, your mind is caged in. Use your imagination, high and moving, why are you waiting?